The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
The great number four with him.
Yes, we have Sean Higgins down here on the boundary, and we've actually pulled him out of the training. He's been training this morning, so which is a good sign. So, Sean, welcome to K-Rock Football. Well, where are you at? That's a good sign that you're training.
Yeah, we're always ticking along, so just finished the heat session, and look, I'm getting close. It's a little bit slower than we would have liked, just a couple little niggles that normally probably wouldn't be too much of an issue at all, but given the state of play, for me personally, at my age, but then also the position of the list and the opportunity for plenty of guys to get a run through there, the plan at the start of the year was to always play when I was feeling 100% ready to play, so it's probably likely to be a couple of weeks away.
And that's probably a good thing. I mean, you don't win any finals in June, do you? So it's probably better to get you ready to go for the back end of the season.
Well, I think if it's a smart play. I mean, for me personally, you need to be able to be feeling good to perform your role. That's the priority. And, you know, you even look at Scotty's comments through the week with where Paddy's at. And the game's so hard these days that you do really need to be at the top of your game to body-wise and feeling good to be able to perform. Like I said, we've also got, not sure if it's a luxury, but it's just the state of play that we've got a really deep list. And, you know, it's great that any one of probably 28-ish guys are in the best 22. And the guys that have come in have really played well, and it's, you know, it's pleasing to see again that today we get to unleash another young guy that we'll get to pull the jumper on for the first time, and the guys that have done that over the last month have gone about it really well, so it's exciting for the footy club.
Sean, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Benny Cass, Neildy and Pete Ryan up in the EJ Whitten Memorial Broadcasting box. General soreness is what's been sort of used for you, but is there something specific that's holding you up over something else?
Probably there is. Yeah, but it's just like I said earlier, Kingy, in isolation it would probably be okay. There's just a couple of different sort of niggles that, like I said, if it was the back end of the year, well, you continue to push on. We had a lot of guys ready to play, and then B, I've got time to try and get on top of them. So combining that with, like I said, it's 100% honest that at the start of the year, my role in this side was to play when I'm feeling really good to play. Scotty's mentioned that. I'm really clear on that. It was never to be play 20 or 22 games. So at this time of the year, I'm just working hard to making sure that when I come back that I'm in a really good position to be able to play well and play the role for the side.
Yep. Do you get worried, though, if these young blokes play really well, it might be tough to get back in?
No, not at all, because that's football. I've been around for 17 years to see that, and also I've been around long enough to know that that's never the case, that as soon as you think you've got a really good list and that there's no injuries, which we thought about 5 weeks ago, within 2 weeks you've got six of your best 22 out. So not at all. There'll be opportunity there. I've got to make sure that I get back and be playing well.
Sean, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Did you say before that you just had a heat session?
We've got a heat room, Benny, down in the facility. So,
what are you doing there?
Oh, well, just cross-training, but it's set at high 30 degrees. So it just means that for the training effect that we do over the hour, that it's multiplied with some altitude as well. So we're fortunate that we've got that in the facility.
So can you sort of, is it like the Trinidad and Tobago setting, and then you can launch it down to the sort of like the Himalayas when you want it to be cool?
Well, there's no banana lounges in there, but you're on the right track.
Well, I also believe, I've got to ask this question, that are you, I'm not sure, I don't know, I ask this with some trepidation, but are you an almond milk in your coffee, man?
I'm a long black man, Benny.
Oh, are you? Okay, that's all right. Because Somebody said there may have been a dollop of almond milk dropped into your coffee.
Well, there might be a little bit just to take the sting out of it in terms of the heat. But either that or a little bit of cold water, mate. I'm not fussy.
Rightio. What did you like about the Cats last week? And, you know, what are you thinking? You're 6-4, your footy club after 10 rounds. You're in a pretty good position. You've been good and bad and somewhere in between. But what are your thoughts on the 10 games so far?
Yeah, I probably agree with all of that, Benny. It's I still think our best football is as good as anyone. Clearly, Melbourne are still, you know, the best team in it. Let's be honest, the way that they've played last year and then into this season. But at the same time, I still think our footy's as good as anyone. You summed it up pretty well. I think where we sit is about where we're at. We've played some really good football, and then I think that's probably outweighed our lesser performances. But for us, you know, the St Kilda game, for an example, is that for the best part of 90 minutes, it was as good as we've played all year in terms of controlling a game and getting the game on our terms. And then for 15, 20 minutes, we let it slip. And it's probably the trend in the game at the moment. We saw the game last night sort of go that way. It's probably reflective of our season as well, that we'd love to tidy up those little lapses that give the opposition, you know, four or five goals. And the really, really good sides at the moment at the top end of the ladder aren't doing that. So that's where we're at. Really confident in what we're building. I thought last week was a great step forward back home here. And we've got that opportunity again today.
Speaking of sideline cat, Sean Higgins. Here's Pete Ryan on K-Rock Footy.
Hi, Sean. Just when you are feeling fresh and fit, what role do you expect to be playing?
It'll be the role that I played early on, Pete. So there's a number of us that, without going into great details of what it looks like, sort of in different parts of the ground, but really clear on the way that in that formation that we need to play and look. So it's a high half forward / midfield hybrid role that's got some specifics around it in terms of the way that we like to set up. And I was doing that for the games that I've played earlier, so it'll look similar to that.
Sean, Neildy here, mate. Just a couple of things from me. Firstly, if you ever get the chance to sneak Benny Cass into your heat room, can you get him in there? Just get him on the assault boat.
Is he trained off a little bit?
Yeah. I've never trained off.
I was going to say, he's been practicing train off for as long as you've been playing footy, mate. Probably longer. So if you can
you'd
get him in there.
You probably need a nullarbor setting for me to drop him.
Mate, get him in there, put him on the assault bike, and a little bit of video footage, please. Just send that through. Mate, for me, you said before you've been around for 17 years and you fully understand that there's going to be opportunities come up. You're across that. Mate, you've got some teammates that are one's debuting today. You've got guys like, well, who are they? Cooper Stevens, Nevitt. What are you doing with them? How can you get that attitude and that knowledge that you have across to those guys?
Yeah, well, I think it's ingrained down at this footy club. It's full credit to Scotty and the program that's been in place that... it's really clear that, I mean, internally, Neildy, you would know that the message is very different to externally. It's hard to get that across, but we know it takes the whole list. Like, we know it takes guys, the VFL program, to enable the AFL team to perform. And we also know, through experience, but also, like I said, through the teachings of the coaches, that you just need to be ready. You need to be knocking on the door. Sometimes that takes a week, and sometimes for Cooper Stevens it takes the best part of 24 months. But make sure that when that opportunity comes, you're ready to go. And, you know, it's even more exciting for me at the back end of my career to be involved with another side that's got the opportunity to be playing deep into a season. And that really is what I've been working towards for 17 years. The opportunity's there, so that's the drive for me, and it's the drive for the younger guys that they get to be part of that as well. So great leadership, I guess, Neildy, to answer that, and also just the messaging from week to week, but something that's been there for years as well, I think.
Sean, you mentioned there that, you know, the back end of your career, you're, what, 43 or something? You're older.
Just gone, yeah.
what does... Have you thought about it? Obviously, clearly you would have, but what is sort of life after footy like? Are you looking to remain involved in footy? You want to, you know, remove yourself from footy for a period, or have you thought about what might life will look like for you after foosball's finished?
Yeah, thought about all of that, Benny. It's a good question. I mean, I love the game, and even in this last 3 week period that I haven't been able to play, I've been heavily involved with Nige and the coaching of the forwards and the meetings and that sort of thing to get a taste of it. So there's all of that. With also a bit of an appetite to see what else is out there outside of football. So don't have a clear answer on that, but a bit of both, to be honest. While, you know, heavily invested in the game and something that I love, that side of the coaching and, you know, even working with you guys over the years, just as much as playing.
You play on next year, Sean, or you haven't made that call yet?
No, I haven't thought about it at all, to be honest, Kingy. Right through my career, I've always just worked on what my contract says in terms of you know, getting that balance of life outside of football and planning for that, and then whatever happens comfortable either way. I think it'd be really clear for me at the back end of the year that what decision that is, because of how the team's going and what's best for them, but then also how I'm feeling as well. So really no point to focus on that now. My focus is on what we were touching on earlier, and that's getting healthy and back playing and hopefully slotting back into the team.
And is part of your post-game routine, Sean, still to visit a chicken shop in Geelong?
Ah, oh, Benny, you got far too much time on your hands. I know you got a new role, but you need to get back out in the stables a bit more, mate.
Oh, no, Sean was having him down.
You got to keep the kids happy. The three-year-old wanted some chips, and right. Sometimes you just got to play that fatherly role.
Oh, well, those chips, when they saw your face, they got real nerves.
She got one.
I saw you. Did they have chicken salt on them? Was it
plenty,
free range?
Yeah, very good for you.
Free range chicken salt?
You're an idiot.
Always is.
Sean, one serious one before we let you go.
Yep. What?
Why should we be excited about Shannon Neal?
Yeah, I can't wait for this. It's you're going to have a bit of fun over, hopefully, a long career because you can get excited. He loves bringing the energy. He's a ripping kid. Started down back, as you guys would know, covering a lot of VFL footy as well. So he started down back. He's gone up forward. He could end up playing anywhere, including the ruck. And don't be surprised at some stage in his career, he could be on a wing. So to give some perspective for the listeners, and hopefully I get to see a bit today, is he's in the top five runners of the football club, and I think we've got as good a runners in the competition as anyone at our top end. He's a freak athlete. He's a great size, as you can see out now warming up. But he just loves being around the boys. He loves the energy. And, let's hope he can kick a couple today.
Absolutely. Sean, there's always a seat for you in the K-Rock box when you're done and dusted with your footy, but hopefully that's still a little while away. We always appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you back in the hoop soon.
Good on you, boys. Thanks.
No Sean. Almond milk, mate.
Nah, not here.
Sean Higgins joining us down there. Good to have a chat.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.